But he said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there came a great calm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dad texted me and told me to give a short homily. And it's true, my homilies are usually pretty long, so this is the shortest ever. But because it's so short, let's listen to the gospel one more time. At that time, Jesus got into a boat, and his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was covered by the waves, but he was asleep. So they came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We are perishing." But he said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there came a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Some saints have found this as an analogy for prayer in the interior life. There's this distress that we can have. So the question today is, what do we do when we find it hard to pray? What is the best medicine when we're overcome with anxiety in our own lives or the situations around the world? Well, St. Thérèse actually uses today's gospel, chapter 8 of Matthew, that she wrote about 100 years ago on this. She says this, and long quote, but we're going to close with this. "I suffered complete spiritual dryness, almost as if I were quite forsaken. As usual, Jesus slept in my little boat. I know that other souls rarely let him sleep peacefully, and he is so wearied by the advances he is always making that he hastens to take advantage of the rest I offer him. It's likely that, as far as I'm concerned, he will stay asleep until the great final retreat of eternity. But that doesn't upset me. It fills me with great joy. I should be distressed that I drop off to sleep during my prayers and during my thanksgiving after Holy Communion, but I don't feel distressed at all. I know that children are just as dear to their parents, whether they are asleep or awake, and I know that doctors put their patients to sleep before they operate. So I just think that God knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. So this retreat before my profession was quite barren like those afterwards. I have often noticed that Jesus will never give me a store of provisions. He supplies me continually with fresh food, and I find myself fed without knowing how. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit."